This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
Are your lights on? Are your lights on? Okay, let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a...
Who's calling?
This my, they call me Pepper. I live, I think I actually live in an apartment behind you. I think my our apartments are up against each other. Are you in unit...
Who want to know?
I'm wanting to know. I'm calling you. I got a little bit of a problem. I actually live in which is the apartment that's... our apartments are back-to-back with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean no harm, man, but you are though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Here's what's going on. It took me a long time to try to figure this out. But when you come home in the evening and you turn your lights on, my oven and stove come on. And I'm talking about every aisle on my stove is on and burning hot.
How do you know that's because when I turn my lights on?
I didn't figure it out. It just seemed like every time, I mean, I hear you when you close your door, and I, every evening I'm like, why is my oven and my stove coming on? And I'm talking about my whole kitchen just 100 degrees in there behind the stove being on like that.
Okay, did you call maintenance?
From my understanding, I'm on the list, and they're not going to get to me for a couple days now. So I'm asking you, Ms. if you don't mind, to not have your lights on until they come get this fixed.
Okay, so you asking me not to turn on my lights for 3 or 4 days and, you know, to sit in the dark.
Well, I'm just saying, it's only going to be for a couple of days. I know it's a little bit of an inconvenience, but, I mean, I can't be over here in the house, you know, damn, about to burn down.
Are you listening to what you're saying? You're asking me to sit in the dark. You know, I got a baby. I can't sit in the dark.
Okay. I mean, do y'all have any candles or something y'all can work with or something like that?
I have to give my baby food, milk. I mean, really, you want me to sit in the dark and you don't want me to turn anything on? You know, I got to feed my baby.
I understand, and much respect to you and your child. I much respect. But what I'm trying to explain to you is, I mean, we have to look at the big hazard here. The bigger hazard is that I'm over here with fire on.
Okay,
you know?
First of all, where are you getting this weed from? How am I involved in your situation? I have nothing to do with what's going on in your house.
Your lights is patched in some kind of way to my oven and stove.
Okay, but I don't have anything to do with that. You know, you need to call management or whatever, but I don't have anything to do with that. And I want to know, how do you know when I get home and turn on my lights? I mean, like, are you looking in my window or something? Are you a peeping Tom? Do I need to call 911?
You don't need to call nobody on me. Now, what we need to do is get somebody over here and fix this oven and this stove. That's what we got to get done. But until then, right now, you can't turn them lights on.
Oh, I'm turning on my lights. I know you ain't trying to regulate what I do in my house.
Listen, I'm going to tell you just like this here. I'm going to need you to keep them lights off until maintenance get over here in 2 days. Now, if I see this stove come on and all these eyes on this stove come on, then I'm going to come back over there and we're going to have to rectify the problem. But I cannot have this coming on.
So you threatening me now?
I'm not. No, I am not. I'm telling you not to turn the lights on. That's what I'm asking you to do.
Well, I can't sit in the dark, and I'm going to turn on my light. So, you know, you're going to have to deal with it.
No, I'm not going to deal with it. You're going to have to actually turn the lights off. Now, I understand. Do you have somewhere you can go stay?
Oh, do you have somewhere you can go stay? I'm not leaving my house. I don't have a problem. You the one with the problem.
I'm not finna leave here, and then you turn it on, and then
if you come over here and knock on my door, you think you see fire in your stove, you're going to see some fire. I can show you some fire.
Okay, listen. I'm trying to work with you as calmly as I can, okay?
You're not trying to work with me calmly.
Okay.
The only thing you're doing right now is you're trying to tell me what to do and run my household.
Okay, if you're not going to work with me, then this is what I'm going to do. But I already found out where the breaker is. I just go and just turn all the power off. So you don't have your power on at all.
Wait a minute. What the No, you can't turn my breaker off. Are you crazy?
I got to do what I got to do. I can't start no fire around here.
You get my phone number anyway. I mean, how you know my name, my number, all that? You know what? My about to come home, and he going to put the foot up your I don't care if he put your in the oven, and we set your on fire. What the you talking about? You going to damn turn the breaker off.
Hey, hold on. I'm trying to sit over here and prevent a fire for the whole complex, and you up in here trying to commit. This is like arson for you to turn that on.
I don't give a You already got a problem, so I'm just going to add fuel to the fire. You call me. And again, I want to know how you got my number.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and go on this little small talk.
I mean, this is a mystery.
The problem is that we got a problem with your switch. When you turn it on, my oven comes on and all the aisles on the stove
come on. Problem, and it's about to be a bigger problem when my man come over there and put a foot up your I don't know who the you think you with, but it's about to be on.
Who do you think you're
talking
to?
I don't know how you got my number, but you called the wrong today.
Okay, fine. I got one more thing else I need to say to you. Is you listening?
What the you got to say? Because I'm tired of listening to you.
Are you listening?
You ain't said I want to hear today. You calling me with all this.
Here it is. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your husband.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you? Wait a minute. Hold up. This is who?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband got me to prank phone call you.
Are you serious? Is this for real? I don't believe this. I can't believe this.
You all right?
I was ready to put a foot up in somebody's. I don't believe I just got pumped like this.
Okay, I got to ask you one more thing. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, you got it.
Come on.
I love her.
effort.
I tell you what, though. Say you done called the wrong house today.
Yes, you did.
Because as soon as I tell my man, he going to come over there and put his foot straight off in your... straight off in it.
But Steve...
You going to call the right house today. This is...
I don't give a...
Some
people care about that oven, none of that.
Man.
Straight stuff. Hold on. What is this? We got a problem.
Yeah.
Where that come from? It's okay. As soon as my man get home, you can call him. Who you think? I ain't finna argue with you, but I got somebody. He gonna come straight over there. I know who I'm married to. That's always good when you know you're married to somebody, isn't it?
Yes.
I heard Marjorie tell somebody one time, I can't tell this to my husband. So let's. What else you got? I can't tell this to him. Go ahead, Tommy.
Yeah, I gotta let him know what Stupid is going on. You know, Stupid is moving around the country. That's a comedy show on. That's Stupid on tour. Okay, get ready. My next stop is December 28th. That is It's called the New Year's Comedy Jam. It is actually on December 28th at the Dodd Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C. That's Tony Roberts, Lance Woods, Red Grant, Lunell, Bruce, hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. All right, tickets on sale right now. You can make that a great stocking stuffer and put it in somebody's stocking and give them some laughs for the Christmas holidays. Laying in the cut after that is Milwaukee. Milwaukee, the Nephew is coming. That will be MLK Weekend at the Improv in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tickets on sale right now. The Nephew coming through. I ain't never been up in there. So come watch me. Come see what all the fuss is all about. Come see what ignorance is straight in your face.
Where you going?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the Improv. MLK Weekend. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.